AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Many Afghans remain skeptical, but the Taliban has declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urged women to join their government. The Taliban is trying to portray itself as more moderate. Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says evacuation flights out of Kabul continue.
Right now, we're looking at one aircraft per hour in and out of Achkaya. We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
He adds, as long as conditions allow it. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. timetable in Afghanistan remains the same.
Time is of the essence, and we all share a sense of urgency here. But right now, the mission runs to 31st of August, and I won't begin to speculate what happens after that.
Kirby says commanders at the airport are in communication with Taliban commanders outside the airport. Kabul remains quiet for another day as the Taliban patrolled the streets and many residents stayed home. A British officer in charge of the UK's evacuation of people from Afghanistan says Taliban commanders around the airport in Kabul have not sought to disrupt the effort. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is blaming the failure of Afghan leadership for the swift collapse there. Stocks fell in early trading on Wall Street as data shows the coronavirus pandemic is still holding back the economy. The government says Americans spent less last month. Retail sales dropped more than 1% in July. Economist Gus Fauché is not worried.
I think that consumer spending is very strong. It's just we're not going to see the big growth that we saw coming out of the pandemic that we've had earlier.
Factory production last month posted its strongest gain in 4 months, reflecting a surge in production at auto plants. Heavy rain from Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to the Haitian government's response to the deadly weekend earthquake. This is AP News. The drought in California is taking its toll on the top almond producers. California produces roughly 80% of the world's almonds. Grower Jim Jasper needs more water for his crop.
It's as serious, if not more so, than any drought that we've been in before.
More growers are expected to abandon their orchards as water becomes scarce and expensive.
There's one orchard here that's drying up because they just didn't have the money to buy the water. And we're seeing this all over the valley. This is just one orchard that isn't getting water.
Tom Stokely with the California Water Impact Network says it's not fair to conserve water in cities and produce more almonds.
Water in California is really messed up. I think with the climate change, the drought, the heat waves we're having, something's going to change very quickly or we're going to literally see our state collapse.
Stokely believes California should ban permanent crops like almond orchards in areas that don't have adequate water supplies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.